Our legend of the game today is the legendary Glenn Boss. Really needs no introduction. Three Melbourne Cups, 2003, 2004, 2005, three Cox Plates, two Golden Slippers, 81 Group 1 wins across a career.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Fame across a career that continues over in Singapore at the moment. It's great to have him on the line from Singapore as our legend of the game in the lead up to the great race on Tuesday, Glenn Boss. G'day, Glenn.
Good morning, guys. How are you both?
Yeah, we're really well. We're really well. What's this time of year mean for Glenn Boss? Do you get a little more excited? Does your mind go back to those legendary days with Maccabi Diva? How do you feel this week, Glenn?
Well, you know, I've been over here for a while now, so I'm completely out of the loop. Apart from going back and watching Wince win her fourth Cox Plate last Saturday, you know, when you've been away and you're not riding there, it probably means less and less at the moment. But You know, it's obviously the best time of the year to, if you're there. Of course, it's a great time of the year to be there. But you know, unfortunately for me, I'm not. So it's a bit bittersweet, I suppose.
Yeah, good morning, Glenn. Fortunately for us, though, you've given us so many memories over the years, and we were talking about earlier with Jimmy, three of the great Melbourne Cup rides on one of the greatest days, probably the greatest day I've seen, Maccabi Diva. And can we go back to 2003, Glenn, and going into that first cup, obviously there was none of the focus that was on the great champion mare in years to come, but were you confident going into 2003 on Maccabi Diva?
Yeah, we were very confident. You know, she came up off the back of what was a very good run in the Caulfield Cup. She drew 22 or something in the Caulfield Cup, and we rode her back, and she went from last, and she weaved her way through, and she ran a great four. And you know, going into the Cup, obviously that was one of the highlighted runs of the Caulfield Cup, and you know, she had 51 kilos going into that first cup. And she trained on really well from the Caulfield Cup going into the Melbourne Cup. David Hall just had a peek in at the right time, and she just seemed to come on from the run. And, you know, we were reasonably confident given the, you know, the circumstance, run and the circumstance that we'd have the right horse that could, you know, certainly win me my first cup. And she just, you know, she was magnificent on the day, and she just went out and gave me a great ride. And she was super, so it wasn't unexpected, put it that way.
Okay. It may not have been unexpected, but when it happens, Glenn, and you're a young guy from Queensland, you leave school at 15, you're apprenticed out at Gympie, and then it's the Gold Coast, and then your career blossoms at Sydney. When you go across that line in 2003, what does it mean for a bloke who has had struggles, makes sacrifices, had your own injury concerns? What does it mean, that moment?
Oh, it's an incredible one. It's very, very hard to describe the way I can describe it, because to a lot of people, they just ask this question often. I had the opportunity, I was in Hong Kong riding, I had the opportunity to come back and ride a man called Champagne for connections, and I got beaten in those by Jezebel, right? And I was in front everywhere, but with about two or three strides to go, and my mare Champagne faltered, and she just didn't quite finish the race off. And I went back into the room after that race, and I was actually physically ill. It actually hurt me that much, and
wow.
It took me weeks and weeks to get over it. Like I had nightmares, and I struggled for a long time. And I rode Champagne really well. There was no excuse, but just the fact that for a moment there, I actually had the cup in my hands, and then it was taken away from me. And so when you're on the flip side of the coin, when you win the race, it's just the emotions and the feelings that you get from winning. It means a lot to us as jockeys. It means a lot to a lot of Australians, and it means a lot to people around the world at now, because it's simply one of the greatest races in the world now. So, to win it, it's a relief. You know, you want to make sure that you hopefully do get to win one in your lifetime. And it's a lot of emotions, that's for certain.
It's interesting you say that, Glenn, because Corey Brown tells a very similar story when he was beaten on Bower by Viewed in 2008. And he said it took him weeks, months to get over it, because he thought that might be his one and only chance to win a Melbourne Cup. he didn't have to wait 5 years like you did. He went on shocking the following year, but he spoke about just the how shattered he was when Bauer just got beaten by Viewed. So it must be leave an indelible impression on jockeys every time they ride in the race.
Yeah, and I'm very, very close to Corey, and I actually seen how much that affected him. He was actually, he was broken after that race, and it was broken for quite a while. The opportunity to get yourself in a position to be on a horse in this race, a chance, but that doesn't guarantee you victory. So, you know, to get the chance to actually win one, it's just off the chart. So, you don't take it lightly, and it is what it is. You know, people say, oh, well, it sounds like a bit romantic and a bit, you know, they're a bit talking up a bit. That's exactly how it is for jockeys to win a race.
All right, you've won one in 2003. There's a change of stable. You come back again in 2004. Additional pressure, different. And Ray and I were discussing which is the great ride. Is it 2004? Is it 2005? So it's hard to split them from that point of view. But how is 2004 different to 2003?
Yeah, much different. She had a pretty lackluster autumn, but then she come back in the spring under the care of Lee Freeman, and she just blossomed. And Lee was handed, the keys to a very, very good vehicle. Don't put that wrong. But she just done very well down at that property down in Mornington. And, she blossomed and she got bigger and stronger. And, we sort of had the feeling that she was going so much better that spring. When we got to that day, and obviously, Vinny Rowe was in town, who was the world's best 2 mile at the time. He was in cracking form, and they expected to win. And when the rain came that day, they probably thought that even more so that they'd win. But she never had really had any kinks in her armour as well, especially on wet tracks. She was pretty effective on wet ground, and I was lucky enough to get a really good run in the race. And I think I went around one horse in the whole race. And she put Vinny Rowe to bed. She was so magnificent that day. She beat him by a length and 3/4, and that was probably one of her very, very best victories, because she just really had to do all the right things. She had 55 kilos, I think, that day, and she had to beat arguably the best stayer in the world at the time. So, she was super that day.
Yeah, Glenn, 2005, unlike us mere mortals, this was a racehorse that got better with age, and her 2005 calendar year was extraordinary. She broke a track record in the Australian Cup at Flemington. She won a BMW. She became a weight for age champion in the Cox Plate. Going into what was going to be potentially an historic Melbourne Cup three-peat, the pressure, I can remember I was ghosting your column during that spring, Glenn, and for News Limited papers, and the pressure on you, the pressure on Lee Freeman. I've only ever seen it twice since, and that was with the Black Caviar days and now with Winx. How did you cope with that immense pressure building up to the third Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, I mean, Ray, I actually just enjoyed it. I used to love those moments. I mean, I'm that guy that loves to be in the spotlight, I love riding good horses in these big moments. The more pressure, the more, that's the more buzz around, and just the better I become for some reason. Yeah. I just really enjoyed the whole experience of that whole spring. She was the massive headline, and Lee had got a flying that she won first up that preparation. And, she came off the back of an amazing win in the Cox Plate. And, she was just, there was so much going on around her at the time, the weight, the expectation. And but after her gallop on Derby morning at Mornington Racetrack, I was like a kid waiting for Christmas time to wait and open up that present, because she was flying. Like, she was so good at the time. And after that, she did that gallop, I just said to Lee, it's all over. They just won't beat it. Luck and running, it won't be beaten. And I was so confident that day. And it was one of the most enjoyable race days I've ever had in my life. I just was there, and just to enjoy the moment. All I was there to do was to not disappoint her. If I didn't disappoint her, she would win. And that's all I had to do, was do the right things for her on the day. And fortunate enough, I was able to give her a good ride, and she just did the rest. And you know, and that was a critical moment.
Obviously, Mackay Bidivi gave you a lot of confidence, but you're a guy who has confidence, Glenn. Where's that confidence come from? Where's the showmanship come from?
I've got no idea, to be honest. I really have no idea. I just love those moments. It's just, I've backed myself every time on a big day, and I can truly sit here and tell you guys, I'm proud of probably every Group 1 ride I've ever ridden in, every race, every Group 1 race I've ever ridden in. I can sit here and promise you that I don't think I've stuffed up 10 in my lifetime, and I've ridden hundreds of them.
Yeah.
I just enjoy that moment so much, and I still go to another place when I get to these big races. The volume just gets turned up so much, and I just go to a different place. And I think my levels of concentration, the levels I get to sometimes, is better than everyone else sometimes. But it's just a different thing. You put on your game face and you go out there and just walk in and get the job done. And you just enjoy those moments because they come and go very quickly. But you just get in there and get the job done as best you can, and hopefully, you know, more times than often you come out with victory.
Mm. Glenn, in that 2005 Cup, when she sprinted to the lead before the clock tower, I think, and history was in front of you, could you get a chance to enjoy that last 100 metres knowing that you were probably creating a unique piece of racing history that won't ever be equaled again?
Yeah, right. It was a very surreal feeling. I can relive this moment. I can relive every stride of her last 350 metres when she shouldered away at it and she started to put the boosters come on and she just sprinted there. I just knew there was no horse capable of going with her that day, even though she had the weight. So I could actually hear the crowd and I could actually hear the call coming that last 200 metres because I just switched off and I could hear everything. And, you never hear that. You never have these moments because you're usually so into what you're doing. You're locked in. You don't hear things. You're just so locked in to getting that winning post first. And I'd imagine Hughie has his moments on this mare because he generally is in front. He's so far in front. But I could actually hear the call. I heard everything. It was just an incredible experience. So I relived every moment of that last 350 metres and then going past wind post. And then the funny part, I don't remember actually going past the wind post and then the talking to let's. I don't remember any of that. I just remember that last 350 metres. And then I obviously taking it back to the crowd. I remember when she stood in front of it. That was probably my favourite moment. Actually, of all the moments I've ever sat on that animal, that great athlete, my favourite moment was when I took her back down to that 200 metre mark and I stood there and I just showed it to the crowd and I just took my hands off the reins and she just stood there and just soaked it all in. It was just a really fitting moment for a horse that was to have the last moment on a racetrack, to be at headquarters in front of that massive crowd and just have her stand there and take it all in and just not one person was looking in any other direction but at her, 110 bows, I reckon.
Yeah.
Or looking at her, a great moment.
Yeah. When a champion becomes a legend, the legendary call from Greg Miles as well. Glenn, why aren't you riding in the Melbourne Cup now?
I've never had an offer. Simple as that. It's I've been away from Australia now 2.5 years. And this is just the evolution of the game, and I accept that. Unfortunately, I think I'm still riding as good as ever. I still have a lot to do here, but... there's so many great riders at home and I sit back and watch but I simply think that, the offers will probably never come my way again to ride in the Melbourne Cup. It's unfortunate, but that's just the reality and I have to accept that. And so I'll just keep doing what I'm doing here at the moment and you never know. One day, one year, you never know, but at this stage you've got to face reality and that's as simple as that.
Yeah, hopefully you are back on the big stage, Glenn, because it's so enthralling to watch. Glenn, you did say you were at Moonee Valley last week. You saw Winks. What did you make of Australian Racing's latest great champ?
Oh, I sat there and cried after the victory. Just to watch, her parade and the people stand up and they clapped her all the way till she went to the barriers. And just to watch Healy, his composure, you know, just he just went out there and he's got so much trust in his animal, as you would expect. You know, she's got so much on me, on everything at the moment. All he has to do is just keep it clean and keep it simple. And he knows that she's going to win. It's you know, there's no two ways about that. But just the way she's received, you know, she comes back and you know, she receives every great accolade that she deserves. And you know, to watch Chris, you know, the way he's kept it together and kept it you know, kept it simple, and just the way he's been able to manage this great animal it's a sight to behold, to be honest. So great teamwork. Great, beautifully ridden all the time.
Yeah.
And she's just a great mare. And it's to say that you were actually there on that day, just to watch that, is something that you'll never ever forget.
Mm. Well, you're a name that's synonymous with this time of year, Glenn, legend of the turf. We really appreciate your time this morning. I know it's early over there in Singapore, and you are in the middle of work as well, so we do appreciate that. Glenn, it's been fantastic taking a walk down memory lane with you.
Anytime, guys. Thanks a lot. It's a pleasure.
There he is, Glenn Boss, legendary jockey, Hall of Famer, as Raymond says, 81 Group 1s, and, of course, quite famously, 3 Melbourne Cups on the great mare, Mackay Bidoo.